This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so good evening. So for tonight's final little slot, we have some insights into Hanukkah. And what I would like to share with you in the short time that we have is that lovely minhag of the dreidel. Now, it's an established minhag in Klal Yisrael, spinning the dreidel on Hanukkah. What is that all about? What is the idea? They say that the Chasam Sofer had a silver dreidel, and when important distinguished guests came to visit him, he would actually spin the dreidel in front of them. And he said that it's an expression of Pirsumi Nissa, which is a major feature of Hanukkah. We put the menorahs either outside our house or by the front window to be mefarasim, to publicize the nes. And therefore, if important guests came to visit the Chasam Sofer, he would actually spin the dreidel in front of him with a very beautiful dreidel. That's part of the Pirsumi Nissa. But what's the dreidel all about? What is the connection with Hanukkah? So I want to share with you three ideas that I've seen, which I think are very interesting. The first is perhaps the most well-known, and that is brought in the Sefer Tamei HaMinhagim, a very well-known Sefer, written in the 19th century. A collection of all the Minhagim and the reasons for the Minhagim of Klal Yisrael. So in Simon Tof Nun Tes, he says the following. This is, if you're listening online, please email me and I'll send you the handout, j.golker@gmail.com. Says the Tamei HaMinhagim, Tam Shemesachakin Bedreidel, Svivon, he's got in brackets, b'chanukah, the reason why we play dreidel on Chanukah, of a Purim begrega. And in contrast, when it comes to Purim, the thing that we give to the children or whoever is the grega, is the Ra'ashan, it says in the brackets, to b'chanukah lo ha'yisa his'eris m'mata. Because on Chanukah, the his'eris, the desire to do tshuva, did not come from within, from downstairs, from us, in other words. Rak mil'eilo. It came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki loy osu tshuva kohegin. In the time of Chanukah, the Jewish people did not do tshuva properly. Rak Hashem Yisborach Barachmov. It was only because of the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he intervened. Lochein mesachakin bedreidel. Therefore, to represent this, we play a dreidel. V'oichsen echsei lemala. We hold the dreidel, you spin from the top. That represents the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened, even though we may not have been worthy. Of a Purim, Shegozru Tzoyim V'sak V'efer, Yotzu L'Rabim, where the Bnei Yisrael did do tshuva properly, V'hoyis HaHisayrus M'namata, and the sort of the HaHisayrus, the inspiration came from down, from us, Al-Kein Eichsim L'mata, where do you hold the Gregor? You hold the Gregor at the bottom, and you spin it that way. And therefore, the two minhagim of Chanukah and of Purim, the dreidel and the grega, represent the different aspects of Hashem's intervention. The hisayrus on Chanukah time came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because our tshuva was lacking a little bit, and therefore you do the dreidel from on top, representing the yad of Hashem intervening, and the Purim, the grega, came from us, and therefore we do the grega, which is that way around. That's, I think, quite a well-known reason. Now, there are two more reasons which, I must be honest with you, they were chidushim to me, and I saw both of these reasons in an article by Rav Mordechai Becher, but I've got the sources that he brings in front of us. Now, let me read you, the first one is to do with the Dalad Malchus. Let me read you the connection to dreidel is only in the footnotes, but let me give you the background of this fascinating Bnei Yisoscho. This, you know, this is typical Bnei Yisoscho. Goishna. Heimo Koiches Dalad Malchus. We know that there are four kingdoms that have oppressed the Jewish people over the centuries and are responsible for our Golus. What are they? They are Bovel, Babylonia, Poras, Persia, Yovon, Greece, and Edom, Rome. So there are four Malchias. Now, Asher Haim, on the top line of the Bnei Yisoscho, Besitra Achal, the Yetzohara, Menagdim, the Arba Koiches. The Sitra Achra, the Yetzohara, arouses these four kingdoms, Asheim Bigdushis Yisrael, Besoid Nafshesehim. They attack the Jewish people to their very core. V'hu Goishna. Now, what is Goishna? Rosh Etevas, Gufni, Sichli, Nafshi, Hakol. What does that mean? That each one of the four Golias, that means Babylonia, Persia, Greece, and Rome, attack different aspects of the Jewish people. The first one is the guf, then the seichel, then the nefesh, and then hakol, which means all three of them together. We've seen this. For example, in the Hanukkah story, Yavon tries to attack the seichel of Klal Yisrael. They want to Hellenize us. They don't, you know, if we Hellenize and take on their ways, we're welcome. Other nations have taken a different stance, right? In the Second World War, you could become as Aryan as you want, but that's not going to save you. So there are different attacks over the Jewish people over the years. And the four kingdoms, the four attacks are on the Guf, the Nefesh, the Seichel, and the Hakol, all three together. So Hakol, Hain, Malchus, Arvias, Hakeleres, Kulam, Hinagdias, Nefesh, Hakeleres. Valkei, Misnagedes, Leguf, Nefesh, Seichel, Kamuleel. They attack these aspects of the Jewish people. Obitl, Kulam, when will these four kingdoms fall? Beshlemus, Alidei, Moshiach. When Moshiach comes, that will destroy, if you like, or end the four Golias, which is Goishna, because those are the four things they're attacking. Guf, Seichel, Neshama, and Hakol. Interestingly, he says, the Gematria of Moshiach is 358, which is the same Gematria as Goishna. It's because it will negate it. For Tispata Zuhamas Nochosh. Now, the source of the four kingdoms which attack in Klal Yisrael, which is, he says, the Sitra Achra, the Yetzer Hara, is really coming from the Nochosh. The Nochosh represents the Yetzer Hara, going back to the story of Adam and Chavo. And the Nochosh is also the same Gematria as 358. Same Gematria. Asher Mimenu Koyach HaMalchus, because that's the source of their Koyach. Va'oz Yebim Herbi Omeinu, Havoya Melech Al Koloretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then, when Melech Moshiach dismisses the Nochosh, which is the four Malchias, then by Yoimahu Yashem Echod Shmeichot. Therefore, listen to this. This is astonishing. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech Yolem Void. The gematria of Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, and Hashem Yimlech is also 358. In other words, the Moshiach will be the time which will bring in the era of Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech Yolem Void, which will dissipate, which will destroy the four Malchias, which get that, which is Gematria Goishna, which the four things they're attacking, which is 358, which will is again powered, as it were, by the Nochosh, which is the Sitra Achra. Hine, lekol eile osa Yaakov Avinu hachona. And that's really what Yaakov Avinu was doing, because he went to Goishna. He went to Goshen to instill in the very DNA of the Jewish people the ability to cope with the four Goliaths. Now, what did he do? When he went, who did he send down? Tekef Ascholos Biosim Mitzrayim Golos Sharoshi, which is the prototype Goliath. Hine Es Yehuda Sholach Lefonov El Yosef. He sent Yehuda down to Yosef. How interesting. Soid Train Mashichin, Soid Trein Smichas Gula Latfila. That is this, because the two, Yehuda and Yosef, is Moshiach ben Yosef and Moshiach ben David, who's from Yehuda. So he's preparing in Goshen the ultimate salvation of Moshiach, which is Gematria 358, which is going to counter all these things. So that's just the Hakdomah. That's the Hakdomah of, you know, you see there's so much more going on over here. You see pictures in Hamadiyah of Gedolim spinning dreidels. There's a lot more going on, right? It's not all about chocolate coins and Smarties or whatever else is in the middle of the table. So what you see from this Bnei Yisoscha, again, as a Hakdomah, is that the four Malchus, the four kingdoms that have oppressed the Jewish people, Bovel, Poras, Yovon, and Edom, they are attacking different aspects of Klal Yisrael, the Guf, the Seichel, the Neshama, and Hakol, all three together. That is Gematria 358. Its source of that Tumah comes, which is the Sitracha, comes from the Nochos, which is Gematria 358. When Moshiach comes, also Moshiach Gematria 358, will bring in the era of Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech, which is Gematria 358, and that's what Goishna is. Goishna, Yaakov Avinu, anticipated this and prepared Klal Yisrael for it by sending down Yehuda into to meet Yosef, by making Moshiach by from those two their descendants to counter Goishen, the attacks of the Dal of Malchus. Now, in the footnote, he says that is, he says, Hago bazet tovin minagavasenu Torah asher minu b'mechanika to spin the dreidel. Well, what's that got to do with it? So he says something fascinating, because each side of the dreidel represents gimel shin nun hey, represents one of the dalad malchus. Now, ultimately, each one will fall, and the two constants of the dreidel, which means the top and the bottom, the top is represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. which is the hand, as it were, that spins the dreidel, that sort of puppeteers the whole of human history. And the point is the Jewish people, which is sort of the point around which history revolves. So you see that the two points will come together and will emerge victorious when the four nations, the four kingdoms, fall. And when we unite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when the four nations will fall. So that's one idea. So the extremes will be united, and Klal Yisrael will bring the whole world together in sort of united service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one aspect of dreidel according to the Bnei Yisrael. Very, very interesting idea. One final point for those who like science. This is an idea that Rabbi Becher brings in the name of Shlomo Fischer. Rabbi Shlomo Fischer was one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, one of the great poskim, and he's got a sefer called Beit Yishai, and he gives a slightly different reason. Now, if you take a look at the bottom box, V'hinei b'bnei Yisoschar, b'rav tam l'minak ha-masachik b'svivon b'chanukah, etc., etc. So that's, he's referencing the above reason. That's number one. V'nira oit, I've got another reason, he said. D'roimez l'sukas David ha-niris nefeles. It refers to the sukas David which falls, v'ein nefeles. You've got a spinning top. You've got a dreidel. And you just let it go there and stand it up. It will fall over. Gravity will fall. It will make it fall down. But spinning tops, when you spin them, they make use of something called angular momentum to defy gravity. Now, what does that mean? And this is what he's saying. If you look in the brackets, which means that the dreidel hugs the vertical axis as it rotates, and as friction sort of slows down the spin, the dreidel's center of mass leans outwards and gravity will pull it down. That's how the dreidel works, if you like, in physics. Now, it emerges, therefore, that the faster you're spinning it, the more stable it's going to be, because the effect that the gravity is going to produce is going to be too small to make it fall. Therefore, says Shlomo Fischer, to stay upright, the dreidel has got to be spinning. The faster it's spinning, the more stable it's going to be, and the less effect gravity will have on it. And he says that is a remez. That's a remez to Klal Yisrael. That like the dreidel, the Jewish people, if it's left to sort of natural or political or sociological forces, then it will fall. But it's only because we're constantly spinning, which is an expression of continuously sort of engaged with the energy of Torah and mitzvahs, that the more we spin, the more we're able to stay upright. And therefore, the spinning of the dreidel represents the sort of defying the pull of gravity, whatever that is, to pull us down. The more we're spinning by energetically keeping Torah and mitzvahs, the more we're able going to stay upright, and the less the forces of gravity, whatever they may be, to pull us down. So you see that there's lots going on with the dreidel that meets the eye when you're playing at the table and playing for coins or peanuts or whatever it may be. Lots of different ideas, the Tamei HaMinhagim, the Bnei Yisoschar, and Rav Shlomo Fischer, to give us some food for thought over Chanukah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.